When you drive up to Wendy's or other fast food chains in the U.S., you are consuming corn in at least two ways. The chicken or hamburger in your meal comes from an animal raised on corn, and the fuel in your car is 10% ethanol, which is made from corn. The two are competing for the same grain, says University of Missouri economist Pat Westhoff.
Well, ethanol diverts a significant share of the U.S. corn crop each year. So by doing so, it makes corn prices higher than they otherwise would be.
Higher corn prices mean higher meat prices. Ethanol has consumed a growing share of the corn market since a 2005 law required it to be added to U.S. gasoline. Now, the restaurant industry wants the law repealed. At a recent news conference, franchise owner Ed Anderson said that the mandate costs each of his four Wendy's restaurants up to $30,000 per year.
Congress passed the ethanol mandate, and now restaurants are being hit at a time when our economy can't afford it.
But ethanol's backers disagree that the law is driving up food prices. Renewable Fuels Association Chief Bob Dineen says suspending it would not change the price of corn much.
It moves 3 or 4 cents on a sneeze on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade. So waiving this program wasn't going to provide any relief. Ethanol was not driving the price increase. There was no reason to waive the program.
Dineen says ethanol is reducing dependence on foreign oil and holding down the price of gasoline. Ethanol is typically cheaper than petroleum. Fuel makers now add it to gasoline regardless of the law. So waiving the mandate would not matter much, for now, says Pat Westhoff.
We don't think that there would be a very large impact on the prices of ethanol and the prices of corn and the amount of corn that's being used for ethanol production in the very short term. If those policies were to change forever and ever, then there might be larger changes in front of us.
Current policy calls for increased use of ethanol. Westhoff says that will require even more corn and put more pressure on food prices. Until alternatives to corn ethanol materialize, the tension between burgers and biofuels will continue. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.